Hello everybody, and welcome to my second episode in English this time. And today the topic is self-esteem because of martial arts, or does martial arts boost your self-confidence, self-esteem, whatever you want to call it. And the answer is definitely yes, but let's go through it. So one main thing is, if you do martial arts, you have a lot of confidence if you really train it, not just like on seminars or 10 hours here and 1 month there and you try everything but you can't really do anything. I'm talking about years of training and experience, because one reason is your confidence is way higher than most people and you don't fear that much. So let me explain with the fear. So it's not that you don't fear anything, but normal people, if they are not in situations or never been in situations where it might be dangerous, they have a lot more fear than a person who trains for years. That's one thing. And also, if a conflict happens, you're way more used to it to handle it yourself, and not like going to the police, or like in the school, a lot of people, they're going to the teacher and they think that's the solution. So what they're gonna do about it? Most of the time it's nothing, because then, especially when we talk about bullying, a lot of people, they think if they go to authorities and talk to them, that helps. But the reality is no, because maybe then they stop in school, but outside of school. So that's one thing. You can stop also bullying if you have more self-confidence, self-awareness, whatever you want to call it. And also, but not in like conflicts always, or in situations where it could be dangerous. Also, just in general in life. So if you have a topic that's really hard, and you think, oh, how can I do this? If you have a lot of self-confidence, you can do it. You know, hard work, you know how to do it, and you just try it. So that's also one thing. Then another thing is the respect. A lot of people, they respect you way more if you have confidence. If you have like a straightforward look, chest up, you don't look down to the ground, and you don't look like a victim. Because also, if you look like a victim, the people, the bully, they will pick on you just because you look like a victim. So if you have self-confidence, self-awareness, you stand straight, chest out, looking forward, that's way different for the bully, because they can see, okay, this person might be not afraid, or he can stand his man, if you want to call it like this. And that might be very helpful for a lot of people. And yeah, also, you never know what happens. And if you train a lot, if your confidence is high, you can get out of the situation way easier than a non-training person. So let me recap everything again. So training makes your self-confidence a lot higher than average people have. So that's one thing. The other thing is, you can get out of dangerous situations way better than average people. And the respect for you, for yourself, and other people also respect you, because they can see you're not afraid, yourself, you stand yourself, you're man. You have self-confidence, self-awareness. That's a big, big point for a lot of people. And then it's always also the look. So if you look like, okay, I can do this, people may think, okay, yeah, this person, he really has something. He really can do this. So that might be helpful in the job, in the business world, in school, whatever you want to do. And as I said, the last point, the big, big problem, especially we in Germany, we have this problem. I don't know how it is in America or in other countries, but with bullying, that's like crazy. We have like 500,000 situations, bullying situations every week in Germany. So that's really crazy. And if you have self-confidence, you can stand your man or your woman, then you can get out of these situations way better than other people. But only if you train for years and you're always constantly repeating training, do this again, learn from mistakes, do this again. Not like if you just went for 1 week training or on a self-defense seminar and stuff like that. So yeah, here's the quick answer for you to the topic self-confidence, self-awareness, self-esteem through martial arts. So the answer is definitely yes. Martial arts builds confidence, helps you, but only if you train for years, and sometimes also if you face your fear, because a lot of people, they don't face the fear, and then this fear will stick with you maybe for the rest of your life. So that's also one big part. But also because of the bullying, you can definitely stop bullying if you have self-confidence. And if it happens and somebody attacks you, maybe this bully, this other person who attacks you, will face the consequences. And then next time, they maybe never want to attack you. So that's also a big part of it. Yeah, and that's it. It was just a short episode. I hope you like it. I hope my accent is not too bad for you all. And I'm getting more and more comfortable with it as I will do more episodes and podcasts in English. I hope you like it. And if you want any other topic or if you have something in your mind, specific questions, you can always text me on Instagram or here. And yeah, until next time.